2012, 9th of December, testimonies following Rwanda trip.
Well, it's nice to have Grace and Andrew back with us. And would they like to share from their experience and encourage us?
To mention, the day before we came home, Beatrice, Dharma's sister, and Emmanuel met us as we were coming back to the house. We'd been out and they were coming past in the car, and they said to us, "We're taking you out for a meal tonight." And we said, "No, it's tomorrow night." And we'd got to see Apostle Joshua that night, and we said, "We're not going to be able to do the two." And they said, "Well, if we don't take you out tonight, we won't be able to, because Emmanuel's going to Burundi tomorrow, so this is the last opportunity." So we changed all the arrangements, as happens frequently in Africa. You plan one thing and something else happens, and you just learn to go with the flow. And God has everything organised, which he did. But it was interesting. We had a fabulous evening, didn't we, that evening? And we really got to know Emmanuel a lot better. He was freer and more open. And the kids came and they were showing us photographs. And we suddenly bonded much better with them. And it was a good opportunity there. But they took us to what was formerly Hotel Rwanda. And I don't know if anybody ever saw the film Hotel Rwanda, but it was about that particular hotel. They've renamed it, refurbished it, and it's beautiful. We were on the third floor overlooking Kigali, and we had a fabulous meal and a wonderful time there. But they were sharing with us, because we'd come back from Nwenje, and we'd seen the people up there building roads, and we said, "There's women in bare feet building roads, swinging picks and shovels," and we were amazed that, can you imagine, no shoes on that rough surface. And many of the people working on the road were women. And we were saying this to Beatrice and Emmanuel, and they said, "Yeah, but you don't understand, at the genocide, the men were killed. And now they've got an imbalance. I think it's 70% women, 30% men. So women have to do what men do if they're going to get anything done." And, you know, you think, God, we are so blessed in this nation. Don't take for granted what you've got. We've got so much. God has protected us from a lot, and we need to trust him more and more. And it is good to go out to somewhere like that, get out your comfort zone, and then you really see that God's been ahead of you and he's prepared everything. There was never a time when I felt, "Oh God, I'm scared." He always was before us, taking care of everything, and it just fell in together like clockwork. And I thank God for that. But what was also very interesting was on the second Sunday when we went to what church again? I can never. Second Sunday, Rimera. Just won't click. I keep thinking of Riviera, and it's not. It's Rimera. No, it was Rimera, but it was a beautiful place. On the Sunday morning, Andrew had shared on the first service, and we went out to the pastor's office just to rest for a few minutes before the second service. And it's incredible. Forgive me, Dharma, but there's no system, is there? Everybody piles out the church while everybody else that's waiting is wanting to pile in. And we don't have an organised go out this door and come in this door. Everybody makes for the nearest exit, and they're cramming both ways, and it's most difficult. But it's an amazing sight to see so many people wanting to get to church. They're queuing right down the street, and the police are conducting the traffic, and everybody knows, hey, we're going to God's house. And it is a fabulous experience to see that. But we went into the pastor's office, and a young lady called Anne came in, and she was only, I think she's 27, Anne, and she came in weeping and looking really timid and afraid. And she said she'd spoken to Apostle Joshua and shared a word that God had given her. And he suggested she came and shared it with us. And what was most amazing was before we went there, she'd not been to church. She'd been in Uganda, and she didn't know about our pending visit. And she'd, for some weeks, she'd had this name, Andrew, in her spirit, and she kept saying to God, "God, I don't know anybody called Andrew." This voice still kept saying, Andrew. And then God gave her a little bit more information. He said, "He's a white man." And she thought, "Andrew, a white man?" And God said, "But he's got a Rwandan heart." So she came to church a few weeks later and found out that Andrew, a white man, was coming. And so she knew God had given her a word for Andrew, the white man. And she shared that word, and it was very interesting. We need to pray more into it. But the things God had shared with her was very much our experience over the last 25 years. And God was saying, "There's an end to this. This season has finished. You're into a new season." And God has cleared the heavenlies. And then we had to meet with Apostle Joshua, and he prayed with us on the last night before we left, about 2 hours before we were due at the airport. He was praying for us in his prayer room, and he said to me, "I will anoint you with oil." It's not like we do. It's not a, you know, we got the horn and we poured the oil and it all ran down us. But we couldn't see. But we were well anointed with oil. It was all over the carpet and all over us. But we praise God for his anointing. And the power of God through that man as he ministered to us was something awesome. And so, yes, God's setting the stage for something completely different. And another thing that was impressive, on the last day that we were there, that Pastor Emmanuel came to see Andrew, just prior to his arriving at the house, Anne had come, and she'd brought her sister Queenie with her. And Queenie was the very girl that Andrew felt God had said she was to work with the prostitutes. We hadn't made that appointment, but Pastor Emmanuel and Queenie met, and we just felt this was God confirming she's the one who's to work with him, and you're to fund it, and this is planting seeds into Africa. So, hey, God's got everything sorted. He's planned everything. We just need to walk in the works that he has planned ahead of time for us. So yes, we might be small here, but we're part of the whole bigger picture. Africa, Romania, wherever God sends us, let's put our whole heart into it. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the prayer cover that you gave us, because that was the most valuable thing you could do. And I thank God for your faithfulness and keeping us up in prayer, because we never had any illness, any sickness. We never had a problem that God didn't just sort it more or less straight away. So praise God. Amen.